Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome my colleague Craig Unger, author of House of Trump, House of Putin, and other investigative books from the 20th century, now here needed in the 21st century to understand relationships, conversations, and events. The event right now refers to a 1986 luncheon in Manhattan attended by then Trump Tower builder and entrepreneur and real estate developer Donald Trump. Also at the meeting was the Russian ambassador to the United Nations and the second secretary of the Russian embassy, in respectively Mr. Dubinin and Mr. Churkin. I welcome Craig to help us understand what conversation happened at that luncheon. It was celebrated by Leonard Lauder, the billionaire and cosmetics master. However, what is important now is that Donald Trump is the president of the United States. Dubinin is gone. Churkin is gone. And yet questions remain because of a communication between Jeffrey Epstein, a man who is now regarded as at the center of several investigations, though he's dead, and a man in Norway named Jagland. Craig, I come to you on this matter because to untangle it requires a timeline. This is 1986. Gorbachev is the Soviet premier. Ronald Reagan is still president of the United States, and we are anticipating that George H.W. Bush will be running for president the following year. The politics of the Cold War are deep-seated at this point. There's a standoff, but no longer hostile standoff, between Mr. Reagan and Mr. Gorbachev after the meetings in Reykjavik. So there's not a warm feeling everywhere, but there is conversation between the two sides. Mr. Dubinin and Mr. Churkin are admiring of Donald Trump and his Trump Tower. What begins at that luncheon that later develops into of interest to Jeffrey Epstein in 2018 when he wrote the Norwegian official? Good evening to you.
Well, good evening, John, and thanks for having me. What's going on at that luncheon is that the Soviets are reaching out to Donald Trump and inviting him to London, to Moscow, rather. And what you see, if you know, and I go over this in House of Trump, House of Putin, is prior to that, Trump had had a couple of contacts with the Soviets. He had actually bought television sets for one of his hotels, and it came from a Soviet front, a company called Joylud Electronics. And now, a few years later, the Soviets begin reaching out to him again. At the time, Trump Tower had just opened on Fifth Avenue. This was the crown jewels of Trump's real estate empire. And Vitaly Churkin and Ambassador Dubinin are cozying up to Trump. They're flattering him shamelessly and saying how much they would love to have a Trump Tower in Moscow, maybe even on Red Square right next to the Kremlin. And of course, if you're familiar with the Cold War, that's absolutely ridiculous. It's completely unbelievable because the Soviets are still very much communists. The idea of having a monument to conspicuous consumption, a monument to capitalism on Red Square is kind of insane, but they're flattering Trump shamelessly, and he's buying it, and they're using that to invite him on his first trip to the Soviet Union.
My contribution is that I was in Moscow in the summer before that event in 1985 and stayed at Red Square in one of the approved hotels. And a Soviet hotel was odd when you first discovered it. Not only were there listening devices in all the room, who knows why, but from one floor, you couldn't get to the floor below. There was no staircase you could find. You had to take the elevator. So there were choke points throughout the hotel. if there's a way of designing a hotel that's more inconvenient, I'm sure somebody will come up with it someday, but that was it. So Trump Tower on Red Square is not only ridiculous, Craig, it's absurd in the fact that Mr. Trump was hooked by it, but he was. And so we find Mr. Trump going to Moscow the following summer. Is that correct? He went in July.
Exactly, on July 4th. And this was a trip that was really set up by the KGB. And the KGB loved having Americans in Moscow on the 4th of July, on our Independence Day.
July 4th, 1987. Yes, please continue.
And that's when they really began cultivating Trump in a very aggressive way, as I show in my books. Just a couple of months later, Trump, surprisingly, astonishingly, starts running for president of the United States. And he actually does one campaign appearance out in New Hampshire. And this is a campaign that really, it was an abortive campaign. It never went anywhere. But the most significant thing Trump did, and I've talked about this earlier, but is that he took out a full page ad in the New York Times, the Washington Post, and the Boston Globe. And it basically had every major talking point that the KGB was trying to get across in America. So this was an active measure, that is an intelligence operation of some sort by the KGB, in which they were getting Trump to broadcast policy initiatives that Russia wanted the United States to take.
What happens next is the Cold War crashes to an end when the Soviet Union fails at the end of 91. Gorbachev moves aside. Yeltsin becomes the face of Russian government. And many years later, we come to 2018 and a communication by Jeffrey Epstein, the late Jeffrey Epstein, to a go-between in Norway, Mr. Jagland. And the message was what, Craig?
The message was that if he wants to know about Trump, Jeffrey Epstein can provide a lot of information. He knows him cold. And he's saying that Sergei Lavrov, who, of course, is the Russian foreign minister or was at the time, that Lavrov should talk to Epstein and get the inside dope on Donald Trump.
So Epstein writes Jagland as a go-between to Lavrov.
Yes. And he says that he can give him whatever information they need on Donald Trump and that he's not a hard man to figure out. And I think the Russians already knew this, by the way.
This is 2018, a year before Mr. Epstein destroyed himself. Dubinin, is he still alive?
Dubinin has died. His wife is, his daughter is still very much alive, and I've communicated with her by email. But perhaps one of the most interesting people involved in this is Vitaly Churkin. And back in the 80s, he was rather junior member of the diplomatic corps, but he was present at that luncheon with Donald Trump and with Ambassador Dubinin. And he later became the Russian Federation's ambassador to the United States. And he was exactly that when Trump was elected in 2016. But what was astonishing is he was a relatively young man. He was just 64 years old and in pretty good health. And he died very suddenly at the age of 64.
So Churkin's gone. Dubinin's gone. The daughter's still alive. Jeffrey Epstein's gone. Mr. Lavrov is very much alive. All of these details don't all fit together. They don't all connect, but they might. Craig Unger, author of House of Trump, House of Unger, on a Substack page, these details. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. the social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.